The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimetimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Coach Steve Carson joins me, 8-4 on the year now, and Coach, a big win over Moore County. Some people might say that was a mild upset. Never in a million years did I think that. I thought it was. I picked you, and you even pretty much won by the score that I had predicted, but I did expect you to get a few more points, but that's okay. You win 19-16, sixth straight victory, and it doesn't really seem that way in terms of, but at one time in this season, what, you were two, that means you were 2-4.
We were 1-3, and then we were 2-4.
And you've come a long way. I mean, you're in the same exact position, basically, that you were in last year.
Yeah, back in the quarterfinals, and just couldn't be more happy for our players. And for our school, and it's just another great opportunity for our community and our school. We're looking forward to it.
I want to talk a little bit about the Moore County game. They are a team that you have played nip and tuck, I guess, for the last several years, and they're a really good ball club. And like you mentioned in the paper, they're not 10-0 for nothing. You know.
Yeah, they're a good football team. We beat a good team last night, and you know, the last 3 years, I guess. This game's been won by three last night, by three, by five, you know, by one. They've all been really close games, hard-fought games, two evenly matched teams, and last night was no different. We knew it was going to be that way, and when we got up 19-8 with about 4 minutes going the game, I thought, well, you know,
pretty comfortable.
Feel pretty comfortable, yeah. And it certainly. That changed real quick. And,
you had a similar game, the game you lost in the regular season, almost the same exact ending, really. I mean, different circumstances, different things, but still you had a chance to win it at the very last second of the game.
Well, they scored there. They had the ball inside our five the first time we played them with about 20 seconds to go in the game, and they scored. And then we got a great return and got it down to about the five. But that was really on the last play of the game, that one. Last night it was just a repeat. 20 seconds to go in the game, they got it inside our five. But this time we held them out.
They scored. It was a strange game, really, I think. I'm not sure, and I don't know if strange is the word, just different, unique. You're down 8-0. They score first. They get the two-point conversion. Then in the first half, you have, two or three first downs and only about 80-something yards rushing, but Chris Hill had them all on one run to score a touchdown.
We had the ball. We had the ball three times the first half. That was it. And my first possession went three and out. Probably had 7 or 8 yards rushing in that one. They get the ball back, keep it for a while, put together a nice drive, but we hold them, we punt, and Chris Hill breaks off about an 85-yard touchdown. And then they get the ball back and keep it through the end of the first quarter and through most of the second quarter. And we get an interception down inside about the 20 and return it to midfield. And by this time, there's 4 minutes to go in the half, and we had a chance to score there. We dropped a pass on about the 2 yard line that would have scored. Did about a 40-50 yard pass, and ended up one of my couple boneheaded calls I made last night. I decided to fake the punt, and when we don't get it. And thank goodness it was almost at the end of the half, and when we held them out, it didn't hurt us any. But we didn't have the ball very much. They were able to. They did a good job. Scott did a good job of attacking us and taking the ball and keeping it. And we just didn't have it very much in the first half. And that's one reason why the numbers there were kind of skewed a little bit.
And they've got a pretty good running game too.
We've got a super running game. They got a good football team. Scott does a great job, and Coach Price and the rest of those guys do a great job with that bunch. And they know their strengths, and they know how to attack people. And they did a good job last night.
It stays that way, and then it gets down to what the, I guess. Late, and I guess in the fourth quarter, I guess is when you scored to take the lead, right?
We take a big sack, and it's about third and maybe 16 or something like that. And we hit a post route for about a 50-something yard touchdown to take the lead. They get the ball back, and then, you know, it's we miss the extra point. It's 13-8, and they kind of methodically start driving it down the field again. And I think he only punted twice last night, went for it on fourth, maybe four times, got three of them, but this was the one time they didn't get it. And we stopped them. And end up getting Chris Hale makes a couple of really nice runs, gets us down there, and then you know, Ryan drops one in the mayonnaise jar in the back of the end zone, and Andrew catches that one, and we missed the extra point again. So it's 19-8 with about 3:45 to go in the game, and I'm certainly not comfortable, but I'm thinking they don't throw the ball a whole lot, they don't throw it real well. You know, if they drive it down the field and score, it's gonna eat up all the time. Well, they returned a kick to midfield and scored in two plays.
Took away that theory, didn't
it? Yeah.
Pretty much.
And he's got two timeouts left. Excuse me, three timeouts left. And we get the ball back and can't muster up a first down. And he uses two of his three timeouts. We get a punt off. And then there you go. That's when it all started right there, where it was just a – it was a fun game to coach in. It was a fun game for people to watch. You know, it was just a great night for it's a great night to be an Eagle Eagle.
Well, Ryan Jordan again comes through for you. He didn't much muster any in the air in the first half, but in the second half, I think he passed for over 200 yards, and that's a credit to him to kind of keep the faith and keep plugging away there, even when things didn't look so good early.
Well, you know, he had some nice throws in the first half, and he had one big drop, the big drop was the only pass this kid's dropped all year, and I'm glad that it wasn't something that came back to bite us, because you know he's had a great season for us, and he threw the ball well the first half. You know he probably could have had if we catch that ball, he's probably got, you know, 75 yards passing the first half on something like, you know, four or five, you know, something like that. But you know, Ryan's he's a competitor, and he threw the ball well last night, and the line protected well, and receivers caught balls. And like I've said before, when those three things go together, you got a good chance to complete some balls.
I think you said something in the paper about, I can't remember the quote, but it was like, it's Eagle for football, basically. You know, you do what you need to do, and nothing flashy.
Yeah,
but
the guy asked me, he said, would y'all – was this something that you put in for this game or this, that, and other? And I was like, well, you know, no, we're this is just – we called our game. We took our three or four running plays and then a handful of passing plays and try to pick and choose when to do them. And it wasn't anything – I didn't mean that as this was Eagle
right,
football. What
right.
I meant by it was, no, this is just what we've done for 12 weeks, you know.
It's frustrating when a team controls the time of possession, I guess, and as a coach – what do you tell your players when that's happening? You know, I mean, how do you keep them, you know, because it gets frustrating because they're not able to move the ball because they don't have the ball, you know.
Right. And, I mean, you know, you just got to keep playing. And usually things like that are happening. Either you're playing a team that's just much better than you and there's not anything you can do about it, or you're not going in there striking people. You're going up and hugging folks. And last night it was kind of a combination. Well, Moore County's got a good football team. They run a good scheme, and early on we were just kind of grabbing people. And so what could have been a 2-yard game ended up being a 6-yard game. And it kind of makes you anxious on offense because you know that when you get the ball, you better make the most of it because you maybe a long time before you get it back. And so we were able to capitalize on some stuff and
that final possession that they had. With just seconds remaining, what was the call that was the turning point? What happened to turn that game around?
When they had the ball, well, I mean, it was really wasn't any sort of call that maybe turned it around. They stopped us, could get a first down, drove it down there, and they had it. I don't know what down it was, but it was about. I don't know, 15 or so seconds going to game. They had it on probably the 1-yard line, and they had a motion penalty. The center just evidently forgot what the snap count was on because 10 guys moved and he didn't snap the ball. Well, it backed him up to about the 6, and clock started right after that. The Evans kid rolled to his right. We get him, pinned him, hit him, can't get him down. We thought he went down. We thought his knee hit the ground, but obviously it didn't. He rolls to our sideline, and by this time there's no time left on the clock. And then he just kind of turns back toward the middle of the field and just slings it up. And from my vantage point, I'm sitting there and I see just a big glob of maroon helmets right in front of him. And then I can see back in the background one Columbia blue helmet in the end zone. And I'm just thinking, you know, good Lord, this can't happen to us again. And he catches it. And the place goes berserk. I mean, it goes crazy, as it should. And but they didn't have one illegal guy downfield, they had two. And I didn't know it at the time, couldn't tell it during the game, but the referee on our sideline, it was right in front of him, and he saw it, and he called it.
Made the right call.
It's exactly right. And I don't blame the guy from Moore County, the guys getting downfield. He scrambled around back and forth. We couldn't get him on the ground. I would have thought he was running it, too, if I was a guard. And so when we got home last night, we thought, let's go back, let's go to that play, and let's just see what happened. Let's see who's downfield. And sure enough, it's not one guy. It's two guys that are standing inside the end zone when the guy catches the ball. I mean, it's legitimate illegal men downfield, and which is a penalty in football. And so at any rate, they get it for untimed down. The referee said, "Look, we're going to have one untimed down to get the game to be over with." And he said, "Or coach, you can decline the penalty and lose." I said, "Well, I think we'll take the penalty."
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know.
So. Ball game. Well, you travel now. You go to Gordonsville. Gordonsville has a rich history, as does South Pittsburgh, I guess. So I guess it doesn't really matter who really won that game. They both have big reputations in football. This is also a game that comes back from last year. What are some things you're going to do to try to stop Gordonsville?
Well, I mean, we're not going to do anything different. I mean, it's a I can't speak for the rest of our coaches because they're incredible people and incredible coaches and do just an awesome job. I only speak for me. I'm not smart enough to go in and put in a bunch of new stuff. We're going to go and do the things that we do that we hope is going to give us the best chance, the best opportunity to win this football game. Gordonsville is a very talented team. They're big across the front. They got fast backs. They got a quarterback that's as good as you'll see anywhere. They're the same team that beat us last year in the quarterfinals. So we'll have our hands full. But you know, I'll take that as opposed to the alternative, and that's me taking up equipment on Monday. So I'm looking forward to it.
They have. I guess traveling is kind of, but that's not, road trips are not really something that bothers the Eagles, really, is it? I mean, it really hasn't.
You know, early on it did when I first got there.
Yeah.
Playing at home was bothered us too when I first got to Eagle. So it wasn't just home and away. The last couple of years we've traveled well and played well. I expect us to do the same thing Friday night. Am I going to sit there and say we're going to go up and upset Gordonsville? No, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is we're going to go up there and we're going to play hard, we're going to compete, and hopefully give ourselves a chance against a team that is really good.
We're talking to Steve Carson, the head coach of the Eagles. Steve, there was in the paper, Tom Crager had a really good article. I think it was yesterday's paper. Yeah, you know, every once in a while he comes up with one. But he had Andrew Jernigan, and they were talking about the senior years and how these games mean just as much, if not more, than the game last year because it's his last. Mm-hmm. I know that's a kid and some of these seniors that you're going to miss next year, but that's got to have a little extra. As a coach, you've got to feel good that they care that much.
Well, I mean, I'm just happy for them. When Dallas Anderson, with Jason Griffin, Heath Moss, John Posada, you know, all those guys that when they were freshmen, now we went 3-7, and somehow they got in the playoffs and won a playoff game. Then went to South Pitt round two and got beat. But since then, now I'm just happy for them that, you know, coaches tell them, you know, we would tell them all the time, guys, you know, if you come out here and work hard and out hustle people and out hit people and do all those sorts of things, you're gonna win more than you lose. And I'm just glad that you know, they can finally say, you know, that their last 2-3 years that, you know, that came about. Because they have worked extremely hard in the weight room and in practice and all that good stuff. And so they've been able to see some fruits of their labor and not just going out there and beating your head against the wall and doing everything coach asks you to do and still not being successful. So I'm just tickled for them.
And they've shown a lot of leadership too, I guess, as themselves. They're a team that have gone through, suffered through some adversity, and then had the great year last year and now another great year this year. And it means a lot, I guess, to the underclassmen coming up, their leadership and their hard work ethic.
Well, in 09 we had a senior, excuse me, in 2010 we had a senior class that really kind of brought us, I don't say to where we are right now, but just kind of got us out of a funk, because, you know, we were in a funk, but they kind of got us out of that, and they were great leaders and great teachers for last year's seniors and how to carry on to the next year. And then last year's seniors, with us, the season we had, and then how they led us and how they practiced and how they went about their business is a great example for this year's juniors and this year's sophomores. And then this senior class is doing the same thing for underclassmen now. They see how they practice, they see how they prepare, and that's what you want. You hope that everything just kind of trickles down like that, that's how programs get built. And our seniors last couple of years done a great job doing that.
It's your job, I guess, to make sure you try to make decisions that make them successful. But they are the ones that carry on the tradition, basically. They're the way they carry themselves.
Oh, I mean, as coaches, we can preach to them and talk to them and yell at them and pat them on the back and do all that stuff. But at the end of the day, they're the ones that have to go out and do it. And players, you know, players listen to coaches and pay attention to coaches. But when they see a teammate of theirs actually doing the things that we're asking to do and we're having some success, it teaches those underclassmen how you're supposed to do things. And then if you do things the right way, you give yourself a chance. It doesn't guarantee anything, but you know that it gives you a chance. And our seniors, like I said, the last few years have done a great job of doing that.
Six straight wins coming in. I don't know that you were expecting it that way. I don't know that you were expecting the season, and I don't mean how many wins you received. I think you knew this team was capable, but I also don't think you saw 2-4, 1-3, 2-4, and then six straight wins. Are you surprised?
Well, you know, it's a I can't say that I'm, you know, I'm somewhat surprised, but when we were 1-3 and we'd lost two really close games, you know, I just told the guys, I said, look, something good's going to come from this if we keep working.
They could turn the other way. I mean, they could go the other way, go south.
And then we ended up we're 2-4, you know, and we got a big game against Forest coming up. You know, one of our arch rivals in every sport at our school. Who was rolling at the time, and I told him after, I guess it was the Copper Basin game, I'm not sure, look, fellas, you know, we work too hard. You work too hard. We got too good of kids for something good not to come from this now, and, you know, we need 73 kids to show up Monday ready to practice, and they've done that every week. They've shown up ready to practice. They've shown up eager to learn and to practice hard and do all those sorts of things, And we end up upsetting Forest pretty handily. And
I think that was the turning point, I think.
And you know, I think they thought, you know, when we combine playing hard with playing well, then we got a good shot at winning games. And that was the night it all kind of came together as far as – because we played hard all year and got beat, you know, in the last seconds of games. But we didn't always play well. And they know that playing hard gives you a chance, but when you combine playing well and playing hard, you know, your chances increase, you know, tenfold. And I guess since that night, they that's what they've been doing.
Well, Coach, we hope next week that when we come back and we sit down, whether it's Brian or myself, and it's been me the last 3-4, I may be a winning streak.
Yeah,
I don't want to break it up.
Yeah.
But we're talking about seven straight on Saturday morning.
Well, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
it would be a great moment for your program, and I know they're going to be fired up to take on Gordonville. I don't think anybody's scared to go into Gordonville.
Well, you know, I hope not, and I don't bet they are. I think they'll be excited. I think our school will be excited, our community, all that stuff, and you know, we're just looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be it's going to be a tough challenge for us, but you know, they don't play these things on paper. You know, you got to line it up and go play.
That's right. You can ask several teams that's happened in the past.
Yeah.
Thinking that,
yeah.
Coach, it's been a pleasure, and sorry I kept you so long. But I am glad that you were able to get at your regular time, which you don't ever get usually during the regular season.
So what time do I need to hear next?
You know, I don't. I think we have to ask Brian what the regular time is going to be next week.
I don't mind.
I say come in at about 9:45.
9:45.
You should get on the air about 10:30.
About 10:30. That's right.
That's what's been working at. Right. Coach Carson,
hey,
appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Steve Carson, the head coach of the Eagle Eagles, on a six-game roll, and they are going to be taking on Gordonsville in the quarterfinals, and that's going to be an awesome game coming up on there at 7 o'clock. All the game times for these are 7 o'clock for these playoff games. When we come back, we'll take a break, and Brian Barrett will rejoin me, and we will sum everything up here for you as we continue with the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.